And like we always do in studio, we have our sister Chifiwa and Liz are also in the studio. So how are you, ladies?
Well, thank you.
Well, today's topic is getting support for your studies. When I'm thinking support for my studies, I'm thinking leaving me alone so I can study.
Can also mean that, but support is quite broad. Part of that is, yes, getting space or people to understand you need time to study.
Mm-hmm.
But it also doesn't just come that people must see that you need to study.
Mm-hmm.
And they must just even like how you use it. Yeah. Leave me alone. So that leave me alone is just see that I'm busy in a very irritating way, that I'm irritated because you are disturbing me. But it has to be negotiated before so that it doesn't reach that stage where you feel irritated that people do not understand that you need to study. So actually there needs to be a negotiation which should have happened before you register about what do you need, and to be open about what type of support do you need. But also people still needs you. So support can mean a lot of things. But before we even get into that, I also want us to talk about how easy or how difficult it is to ask for support.
Yeah.
Because often, you know, we make a choice to sit and think about all these challenges that we're facing and not talking to people.
Yeah.
So it's not, for most people, it's actually not very easy to ask for support. You know, you might be thinking, who will support me? You know, what can they in any case do to help me? How can my grandmother understand what I'm going through in terms of my studies?
Now, and a lot, like, another thing when it comes to us as individuals, we have this this ideology that asking for help shows weakness.
You got it. Yeah. You see, in order to get support, you need to sort of open yourself for support. You need to allow yourself to say, I need help and somebody need to help me. But if we are using support, you know, the word support is just you need somebody to walk with you. So it's very strange that people then think that it's a sense of weakness, or you are helpless, or you are not intelligent enough. They think about all the negative thing. But support is not like you can't do things by yourself. Yeah. You are still doing certain things by yourself. However, you need other people to encourage you, to listen to you, to give you space in order to do what you want to do well. So they are not taking over. They are not like helping you. Normally people, when we use words help, it's like somebody is doing something for you. Whereas it's about people understanding your needs and then meeting each other halfway or giving you space for that what you want to do.
Now, and what is, when we're talking about support, what is the right way of getting support?
I don't think there's a right way, but as Chibi was speaking, I was thinking about support actually starts with you understanding what your needs are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So really thinking about, you know, when I go to my lecturer, for example,
mm-hmm.
what kind of support do I need from him? You know, would I need, for example, assistance with a very specific concept in my material? When I speak to fellow students about my studies, what kind of support do I need from them? So the key for me is thinking about what do I need in order to be successful in my studies.
Now, talking about these needs, when one thinks or one with when one sits down, how do you identify these specific needs that you need in order for the support that you're getting to be effective?
Okay, let's say, for example, you have been failing this module 3-4 times.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are now have reached a stage that you are not sure what to do. It's really getting into you and discouraging you. So the first thing one can identify as a need is maybe I need feedback to know where am I missing things.
Yeah.
Maybe there is even a perception when I go to exam, I write well, I think I'm doing well. So maybe then one of my need is to have a feedbacks, to get feedback from the lecture about, is it how I'm answering the questions, what is the expectation. So that's a need which one needs to be very clear about from the lecture. I need feedback. And then after getting feedback, I also need to negotiate some support from the lecture to say, in order for me to prepare effectively, can I come and see you once a month? And also in this seeing you once a month, can I practice old exam scripts? Can you then give me feedback based on my writing and all that? So we have identified the two needs from the lecturer. But underlying that, one is feeling quite discouraged, despondent, thinking maybe this I'm not cut for it. Mm-hmm. So can I speak to my to a student counselor, or can I speak to my pastor about it? So for my pastor, I need somebody who can just encourage me so that I can overcome this feeling of motivation. So as much as all these are related to this issue that you are repeating the model, we have identified other people and how can each person be able to address specific issues. But one could also say, I'm opting to be part of the study group. What do I need from my study colleagues or somebody who have done the model and have passed? Can I talk to that person? My need is that this person gave me sort of a framework, you know, not talking about the content, on when I have to approach this model, what type of thinking must be going in my mind.
Now, I know with one of the first things I learned here, and unfortunately that was a bad thing, and it's not something that's been taught. It's a misconception that everyone has, and then they bestow it upon you, and then you start taking it as fact. Now, this was when someone said, like, no, UNISA lecturers don't care. Now, a lot of students don't even bother getting a hold of their lecturers. They don't even try. Now, immediately from that angle, your form of support is getting limited, and the exact source of it, that's where you should be going. You don't even want to go anymore.
Look, there's one thing, it's not just in connection with lecturers. Yeah. That's what makes it hard to ask for support or help, because what if that person isn't forthcoming with the support or the help that I need? So thinking about, you know, have you really tested this reality that you've created for yourself? Did you once, for example, speak to a lecturer or try to contact a lecturer and get feedback about your exams? So the, you know, what would be important is that you, when you hear things like that, can you try it out for yourself?
Yeah.
Get feedback. Sometimes there's only one person who could, for example, with the example that Chipiwa gave, only the lecturer could give you feedback on your exam. So could you be quietly persistent in terms of getting the support that you need?
No, and the other thing in terms of support, a lot of us have this, no, I'm going to get like four of my friends and then we're going to sit down. And what's going to happen when you guys are sitting down? That's when you have, you guys start talking about who's doing what, who's wearing what, who's eating what, and what they're doing over the weekend, and never get in. You never do anything that's within the book. And then maybe for the last 30 minutes, that's when you touch a book and then you say, look, man, and now me and my study group, we've studied. Now, and I think the other thing about support is that we lack is the commitment to doing it. We can get the support, but we might lack in the commitment of it. Because we can sit here and say that, look, lecturers don't want to help us, but lecturers also want to see commitment.
You got it. That's why if one has really clarified the need, even when you have got challenges, you will, you know, go back again. Because also when you need support, sometimes you might think, this is the way I need this support. It also happens with us. somebody comes for career counseling saying, I need you to help me in choosing a career. But that person, in their mind, they think we can look at their eyes and we said, you can be a good social work.
Yeah.
So then when we start saying, you know, this is what you need to do and this is what you want to do. And then they said, but I thought you as a counselor, you will do this for me. So that person, when they walk through out of the doors, they could say the counselor was not helpful because they didn't tell me. But we would have provided with the resources and said, you know, go and work through this and work through this, come back and see us. But that person was not ready or their expectation was not to do the work. So the commitment comes again. But somebody, when we say, listen, if you go and work through this and you come back, they will be so excited. They will do the work and they will come back and say, yeah, after working through this, this is where I am. So it depends on the commitment. How well do you understand your need? What are you expected to give in the labor, the pain, the hard work in order to make sure that your need is met? So even when you come today and I say, do this and this, whether it's a lecturer, whether it's a student counselor, you will go home and try it. And then you will come back and then we will say, you know, I tried it. This worked, but this didn't work.
I think the other thing that is very important is attitude.
Yes.
You know, because your attitude and how you treat something will ultimately determine your outcome or the outlook of everything. Yeah. Now, I come to you guys and say, look, no, like, I'm not doing quite well with this subject, but I don't have the attitude of wanting to actually work hard in it, because I can come to you and you guys are going to give me the best counseling there is. But if I'm not committed and I don't change my attitude about it, it's not going to change.
It's attitude, and also to do with do you really believe that you can change this? You know, do you believe that you are able to do the work in order to pass the exam?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that you can go and talk to somebody about their career and therefore learn more about yours? So that attitude of, I will go and try things. If it doesn't work, I will go back to the person who helped me in the first place and discuss, like Chipiwa said, you know, this worked for me, but this didn't work so well for me.
And that's why the support one need to understand, I'm actually sort of in charge on how I choose whether people support me or not.
Yeah.
Because even, I mean, people won't be encouraged to support you if you are not showing, one, the willingness to get the support, but also the willingness to be independent and to not to be dependent, still to be independent while getting support. So that's very important with regard to the support. So support, actually, the type of support you get and how far people can support you, it's determined by the impact you have on these people who are supporting you. Because sometimes some students will give you wonderful feedback on how, when even they open the door for the lecturer is excited to sit with them because this student come across as prepared and they can engage the lecture. So the lecture is actually motivated to engage with them, because this is distance learning. The role of the lecture is not to teach you, but to have conversation with you. Also how you show your understanding, what you have done, your interest. So lectures then will take you an extra mile. And even some students will say, you know, I was like doing this and then the lecture told me, no, don't focus too much on this.
That,
but if you go to the lecture and say, I want to know which part I must read, which one I mustn't read. With the exam will focus on what. I mean, that's really, as a lecturer, I would be concerned the student doesn't want to work hard.
I remember we were once sitting with this lecturer and it's like, if you ever going to ask me a question and you want me to reply, if you don't want me to reply, ask me a question like, what's in the exam and what's not in the exam?
Yes.
It's like, what we teaching you
will be in the exam.
Will be in the exam.
Yes.
And he was like, we're not trying to teach you stuff that you don't need. Everything in the books that we've compiled for you, you need. If you want to be a lawyer, everything in this is going to help you out. Mm-hmm. Now, why would I tell you that, look, no, we put some other stuff in there, it's not important.
Yeah. No, yeah. Because you must be a practitioner. So, but in the discussions where it's like really engaging, then the lecture, because of the excitement and can see students, they will say, yeah, you need to know that. But for exam, this could be important, you know.
Yeah.
But these things happen. But if you are like fishing for exam, it's unethical.
And the other thing is, look, if you're going to go to a lecture wanting support, don't go when you know exams are 2 weeks away.
Yes.
Because
your timing is
off. Yeah, your timing is off. He's preparing for the exams for you guys to write. And he can be telling you, no, this is in there, this is not going to be there.
And it's not only the lectures. I mean, for example, let's say you have got personal problems,
yeah,
and you really need help, or sometimes based on the nature of your personal problems, you need maybe counseling to help you to postpone the exams.
Yeah.
If you come to us day before the exam, ethically, we cannot say this person have got depression, can't write the exam, because we haven't got the history. But there have been students, we know they get support from us and we know where they are. And when it comes to exams, it becomes easy for us to make recommendation to say, look, we've been working with this student and based on what has been happening, this exam must be postponed.
Okay.